Call this Congressional Affairs Committee meeting to order. And it's 2:14 p.m. And the first item on the agenda is agenda. Roll call, please.
Congressman Potts.
Present.
Congresswoman Redcorn. She sent notice of her absence today. I did receive that. Congresswoman Whitehorn.
She's not on the call.
Congressman Maker.
Here.
Second Speaker Hamilton.
Here. I do know Congresswoman Whitehorn and Congresswoman Redcorn are both traveling back to Oklahoma today. They were going to try to call in, but they are not able to at this moment. Next item on the agenda is prayer. Congressman Maker, will you say the prayer today?
Yes, sir. I walk to the room. The thoughts will come to Jenka. Apa kaha ia the ha malaka dollar combra. Wajaji nika she walk pana ka. Wajaji nika she dog where they while up a combra. O waka combra. Who heck a pinch. Almighty God, head of water, we're going to ask you to be here with us again today. To be here with your people, your children, the Osage people. We're facing hard times, Father. We're going to ask you to, we really need your presence to guide us into the future for all the Native American people. We're facing a hardship, Lord, so we're going to need your help. And your children, they're the Osage, and we need your help too, Father. So we ask you to be here with us today. And give us the wisdom and knowledge and courage to do the right thing for our people as we go into the future. So, Heavenly Father, I ask you to watch the children, the elders, all those in need. And we ask this in your Son, Jesus Christ's name. Amen.
Thank you, Congressman Maker. Next item is approval of minutes. Please look over the minutes from January 30th, 2025. Yes,
I'm motion to approve the Congressional Affairs Committee meeting minutes from January 30th, 2025.
We have a motion made. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
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 All opposed? Minutes are approved. Thank you for that. Let's see. Next item on the agenda is payables. We have two payables on our agenda today. First one is for travel for myself to attend a cultural symposium in Denver. I believe it is an amount of $2,000 for up to $2,000. So chair would entertain motion on this approval.
Chairman.
Congressman Maker.
Motion to approve travel for second speaker to attend the conference in Denver, Colorado.
I think it's in Golden, Colorado.
You need to say, is it? We have a motion made. Do we have a second?
Mr. Chair.
Did you? Moving the state. Motion to approve travel for the second speaker to attend the conference in Colorado up to $2,000.
Second.
Motion made in a second. Discussion? Seeing none, all in favor say yes.
Yes.
All those opposed? Okay. Motion is approved for travel. Thank
Yes.
you for that. Is that Congresswoman Whitehorn? Just
Yes.
Thank you for being here. Congressman Potts.
Mr. Chair, I have a motion if we don't have any other payables or travel to consider.
No, you have the floor.
Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to retain Crow and Dunleavy attorney Logan Hibbs to assist the Congressional Membership Committee with this as a special investigator with a budget cap not to exceed $12,000.
Motion made. Do we have a second?
Second.
Second. By Congressman Baker. Discussion?
Yes, Chair.
Mr. Gill.
I have the rules right in front of me, but I believe that the committee has to approve the contract for the services, so I need to get an updated engagement letter from Mr. Hibbs to put before you guys so you can actually approve the contract. There's nothing wrong with this motion, but we will still have to approve the contract. Just know that.
Any more discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Potts.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And certainly happy to amend the motion to give the second speaker the authority to enter into a contract subject to the budget cap of $12,000. The intent is to move forward. I don't know that I see the reason for this to come back to this committee. Mr. Gill, is there a preferred way to give the second speaker the authority now?
Mr. Chair.
Mr. Gill.
Yes, give me just a second to review the rule, and I think you're correct. I think we could do it that way, so just give me 1 minute, please.
Okay.
Chairman Marbury, I have a question.
On the record.
Was that number going to be enough? 12,000. Okay, just to be on the safe side, I didn't know if we had came to a definite number or not. Okay, thank you.
Mr. Chair.
Congressman Potts.
I will withdraw my motion for the moment in light of new language.
Motion withdrawn. While we are waiting for a direction from Mr. Gill. Please bear with us for a moment.
Chairman.
Mr. Gill.
So the rules state that the Congressional Affairs Committee has the authority to review and approve professional contracts. I do believe that this committee has reviewed the proposed engagement letter from Crow and Dunleavy up to this point. So I'd be comfortable with the amendment authorizing you to sign off for the committee to approve an amended engagement letter with a cap of $12,000, authorizing the second speaker to sign off on it. And if I need to write that out in a more succinct way, I'll be happy to do that.
Mr. Gill, if you, Mr. Chair.
I would say, did you get it, or do you want me to get it sent to?
Mr. Chair, I'm happy to take a stab at it. Mr. Gill, if this is close, let us know. If not, please feel free to shoot me an email real quick, and I'll be happy to change. But Mr. Chair, I'd like to make a motion to authorize the second speaker to negotiate and enter into a contract with Crow and Dunleavy attorney Logan Hibbs for the purpose of serving the Osage Nation Membership Committee as the special investigator for an amount not to exceed $12,000.
Motion made. We have a second.
Second.
Thank you, Council Mayor. Discussion.
Mr. Chair.
Ms. Potts.
I just want to check in with Mr. Gill and see if that motion rises to the level that we can approve.
Mr. Gill, you've been.
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chair. I believe it does. Yes, that motion is great. Thank you.
Thank you for that, Mr. Gill. Motion made. We have a second. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
All those opposed? Motion is approved. Next item is adjournment.
Chair.
Councilman Potts.
Would you make a motion to adjourn?
Second.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor say yes.
Yes.
We are adjourned. Thank you.